Hello, Berlin, are you here? Amen. Amen. I was preaching down in Georgia, and them folk down there outside of Atlanta, you leave Atlanta, you're in Georgia now. And they had they went to school with this boy back 50 years ago, the pastor, and he had me down there, and they put a mic on me. It was like this, portable, but it had a cord to it. About 15 feet. 15 feet. I'm not a 15 footer. And back then, we were slimmer, more youthful, and had them beltless breeches. Don't wear beltless breeches with anything hooked to them. I got to preaching and Lord having me a good time. Got down the middle of the aisle with a 15-foot cord, and I got about 17 feet. Boy, and I felt something move. There was a movement going on. And you told me, hey, I didn't know who Michael Jackson was, but I did the backwards moonwalk all the way. Hallelujah, amen. It's good to be near the birthplace of Ava Goodman, my wife, in November be 50 years. You believe that? Y'all can't believe that girl made such a mess of her life, can you? Married to me, and amen, bald-headed, bunions, bulges, amen, glasses, hearing aids, two artificial knees. When I die, she ain't gonna know whether to have a funeral or yard sale. Amen. But anyway, let me just tell you this. I had a cancer cut out Thursday. I thought it was a small one, and this means nothing to it. And she did, I don't know. The woman doctor just kept cutting, coming in there, and I've got about 15 stitches. And she said to me, she said, now, for the next 12 days, I want you to take it easy. I said, what does that mean? She says, don't do anything. I said, like, what? She said, don't move around too much. I said, ma'am, I'm preaching Sunday, two services. And I'm preaching a High Point camp meeting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. And she said, well, surely you can preach without moving your hands. I said, for 57 years, I hadn't been able to do that. And I don't plan on starting tonight. I want to tell Shining Light Choir what a blessing that was. I mean, I want to tell you, thank you. Thank you. I know what you said about spitting out the bones and all that, but can I say something? I'm 72 now. They said I'm about to do what I want to. I just want to say this, all respect. I'm glad to still hear church choirs. Thank God, Brother Gary, for staying with the roots that you got in on with hearing church choirs. Y'all don't do that. That's your business. I still believe in church choirs. And I like old-fashioned church choir music. Now, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. You don't get mad at me. I like a piano player, too. Amen. I like that piano music. Amen. Enjoy that. Thank God for that. And I appreciate this old-fashioned camp meeting. Amen. And I was asking Brother Sam again, about 55 years, I believe he said. And thank God for the roots, and appreciate what's been done. Amen. Now, y'all pray for me. I'm kind of discombobulated. This is a word my daddy used to use. I don't know if you knew what it meant or not, but I'm discombobulated. I am right-handed. Right-handed dominant, sister. Right-handed dominant. I mean, I chop, I slap, I flap. I mean, everything right-handed. I have been shaving with my left hand for the last 3 days. I'm just glad I still got a head. And I about wore myself out. I tape my hand to the wall and just keep running back and forth until I get it all cut. Amen. Oh, me. A while ago when he took that off, I said, I can get it off. You just need to hold the lid and I'll turn around 20 times. Amen. But it's amazing. I mean, You get used to stuff and whatever, amen. So it'll be all right. Open your Bible. Amen. To the anywhere you want to, it's all good. I'm going to be over in the Psalm. I'm going to be in the 62nd Psalm. It's good to see all you preachers I've got to know in this meeting. Brother Harmon, I appreciate you getting air conditioning putting in here since I was here last time. I really appreciate it. I didn't like that storm that blowed through Shelby here Saturday and through here, I think, for about 2 hours. Flooded my carport and everything, but I sure liked that air it brought in. And what about 90, 91, 2 here Saturday, wasn't it? And amen. But praise God, I thank God for this, and I appreciate it. I got in a hurry today because I had to go to a funeral before I came up here, and I left my jacket. Of course, when I left home, you didn't need a jacket, amen. But it's good to see all you preachers, all you folk here. God bless you, and love you, appreciate you so very, very much. And again, choir, thank you. And Brother Jason, he come up, snuck up on me, and praise God, how many years do we go back? Up there in Collins Hill, Virginia, the Mountain View Baptist Church, and some of his people, praise God, hung with it. Brother Harrison and Miss Janet were two of my favorite people in the world. I met them down in Georgia back in the 80s, and we became dear friends. I don't know how many times we preached up there. And your little boy, they sat back here on the right, and that little boy, she'd put him down, and he would crawl all the way under the pews to the very front and go back. And now he's a sheriff. Deputy sheriff. Yeah. I knew he would need one day, but I didn't know he'd be one. All right. I want to preach to you. It's camp meeting time. And amen. And bless God, I want to lift up the name of the Lord. I want to tell you, we've come a lot of miles, but the journey's been long. But thank God I've been blessed. Amen. I'm at 57 years of preaching. Amen. I started out at 5'8.5". I've slumped down to 5'5". I started out at 115 pounds, and I'm up to ain't none of your business. Amen. I got so many bulges and so many double chins, I put a bookmark in my mouth to know where my food goes. Amen. Got more chins than a Chinese phone book. Somebody say amen. Right there. I'm throwing that out for you missionaries. Say amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you, God's been faithful all these years. I mean, boy, I wish my church, they're still looking for a pastor. I've been looking for one for 38 years. And they still putting up with me. God's still saving souls. Gospel's still being sent out. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, you can try all this new stuff if you want to, but you just stay with this old-fashioned Bible. Amen. I want to preach tonight out of Psalm 62. And look at it. Let's begin in verse number 5. My soul. Now pay attention in the Bible when a man talks to his soul. It's one thing to talk to yourself, but when you're talking to your soul, you're talking eternal business now. He said, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Boy, I wish some old-fashioned independent Baptist preachers would read that verse again. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Trust not, verse 9, surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Amen. I want to look at verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God. for my expectation is from him. I want to preach to you tonight on what? There's a little Andy Griffin right there. When the guest preacher comes. Now, what, y'all making me nervous. I'm in near Jamestown, North Carolina, and y'all act like you don't know who Andy Griffin was. You don't watch Barney Fife and Andy Griffin? That's when TV was the King James Version. Black and white. Amen. And Dr. Breen came from New York, and he got to giving a lecture. It wasn't a sermon, it was a lecture. And got real quiet, relaxed. Take it easy. What? And old Gomer popped his head up. He'd been snoring. Barney and Andy jumped up. And I said, every time I preached this for years, I thought, what do you expect? What do you expect? May I make a statement tonight? I've learned in the years of serving the Lord, and not always like I ought to have, but I've learned in practical Christianity, you're never going to exceed your expectations for God. You're going to go to church as much as you want to go to church. You're going to pray as much as you expect to pray. You're going to witness as much as you expect to witness. You're going to, somebody help me. Now y'all got to help me. I got these hearing aids, and I've got them maxing out. If I go any higher, we're going to have some feedback. But between me and thee, there's a great gulf fixed. When you've had two knee surgeries and your hand, you ain't supposed to be waving it. She said, keep it up, keep it up. I said, I feel like Ernest T. Bass. Amen. Amen. But listen, you got to help me out. I want to say this tonight. You're never going to rise any higher than your expectations for God. And I want to say this tonight. It's not expectations of your flesh. It's not self-expectations. It's expectations of what you think God can do. And let me just say this. At the risk of me getting negative, let me be positively negative. Okay? There's some things I don't expect to do. I Brother Jeff, I'm not going to brag. I'm not going to say I won't ever do it. But I'm going to tell her some things I don't expect to do. I don't expect to ever regret being an old-fashioned Bible-believing Christian. I don't ever expect to be ashamed of the old-fashioned way of old-time preaching, singing, shouting, standing on the old-time religion. I'm not recovering from anything. I'm not ashamed of what I heard. I'm not ashamed of being saved since 1958. I'm not ashamed of my Savior. I'm not ashamed of my church. I'm not ashamed of my brethren. And I ain't going to start being ashamed. Let me keep my hand up. She told me I could wave as long as I kept it up. Hey, man. Hey, I don't expect to regret. I don't expect, listen, to change Bibles. I don't expect to change Bibles. I don't expect to have anybody in my pulpit that changes Bibles. I don't expect to have anybody that studies out of another Bible. I don't expect to have anybody that preaches a King James at my church but goes other places and preaches out something else. He saves some gas money. Amen. Is that all right? Is that ain't too negative, is it? All right. Y'all were all right with me last year. Y'all survived 2 years. Maybe we get through three. Amen. Hey, I don't expect to change my birth gender. Look up here, honey. I might be an ugly man. Ma'am, you didn't have to say amen that right there. You ain't said nothing all night. Now you, hey, man. She did. I might be an ugly man. My stomach might have the profile of an upside down question mark. Amen. I look like a soup spoon on steroids. But honey, I want to tell you something. I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man. The depth of blasphemy is for the creature to rebuke the Creator for how He made them. I want to say to you, that's enough negative. I want to preach a while on what you ought to expect. What you ought to expect. By the way, I'll get there. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things you know not to expect from. Don't expect a whole lot from the government. Now, praise God. Ain't you glad Trump got in? Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of y'all have called for the National Guard to come to Greensboro? Amen. Amen. I sure wish they'd come to Charlotte. Amen. The inmates are running an asylum up there. Don't look at me like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm telling you, some people expect from the government. They expect from their education. They expect from their education. We're raising a generation of preachers that thinks it's all about the outline books and the textbooks and every other book, and they forgot about the old blessed book. Amen. We're too interested in building careers and ministries instead of building up the master. Amen. We're to reach the masses. Every church is not going to have a mass. Amen. There's a few of them's got a mess. But I want to tell you what, it's not about how big or how small. Amen. Being small don't make it wrong, and being big don't make it right. I'm tired of hearing about small churches and big churches. There ain't nothing in the Bible about that. Not one place. It's God's church. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, I want to say when it comes down to what really matters, we need to learn to expect from the Lord. Expect the right thing, and the right things can happen. God is able to do whatsoever. I'm glad I'm serving a God that hadn't run out of power. The same God that brought him through the Red Sea and brought fire down to Elijah. The same God that opened up Jordan. The same God is coming one day. By the way, the same God that helped Apostle Paul. The same God that can move mountains can still move your problem. And still, hey, we just need to expect God to do it again. I want to say, first of all, tonight, amen, I'm expecting from one that turned the sun on. I'm expecting from the one that still by him all things consist. By him was all things made. Without him was not anything that was made. Hallelujah, he's still a God. Well, number one, can I say to you, this real basic stuff, and the older I get, the more I remember starting out in school. See, spot, run. See, Dick, and see, Jane. Real simple. And amen. I want to tell you that the older I get, I'm back to them big letters again. I like them. Now, amen. I would get a big giant print Bible, but I can't carry it. I'd have to put it on a backpack, amen. I look like a pack mule coming to church, amen. But praise God. And I read this, and I go up and down. These bifocals weren't made for people like me. Pick one set, and let's stay with it. Don't put them all in one lens. About get drunk just doing this. Amen. I expect God. I still expect God to supply every need according to his riches in glory. I'm glad the believer's bank notice right there in that Bible. God has got, a blank check that's already been paid for. A deposit's already been made in the bank of heaven. Whether you need wisdom, whether you need courage, whether you need encouragement, whatever you need, the only thing that never helped me, I can't get hair. I got a post on that Facebook the other day, and it said, guaranteed, you know, they come up, this little simple trick, just done twice a day for 5 seconds a day, it'll do this and that. This simple trick will help you grow hair. I said, you take alum juice and persimmon juice and mix it with a little baking soda and rub it on your head. That ain't no worse than what some of y'all are doing to cure warts. Rub it on your head. It's camp meeting time. Y'all all right? I'm trying to help you tonight. Rub it on your head. It don't help you grow hair, but it shrinks your head to fit what hair you got. Amen. Hey, go ahead and laugh. Some of you needed to laugh. Some of you needed to laugh. Amen. Somebody, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Hey, I thank God. Don't worry and fret. David said, I've been young and now am I old. Yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. I want to tell you what my God can still supply, whatever you need. God hadn't run out of anything. God still, thank God, he'll put the angels on rations before he lets his youngins go without anything. My God can still do it. He feeds the sparrows. He clothed Adam and Eve, even after they sinned. Even after they flung this world into sin, he still loved them. Woo! When they saw their nakedness, God clothed them. Somebody said, what did he kill? I think a lamb. Yeah, I can't prove that, but you can't disprove it either. Amen. Praise God. I think everything. Picture the Lord Jesus. Hey, he clothed Adam and Eve. Hey, amen. He sent manna and quail to the Israelites. Glory to God. I love that manna. Said, you still eat manna? I can't eat as much as doctor told me not to eat much of it anymore. Y'all look at me kind of funny. Krispy Kreme donut is manna. It's in the Bible. It's round and it's glistening. I say, roll them out, honey. Roll them out. When my boy, you feel it, son. When my boys were young, we would go to Krispy Kreme for a night out. So what the Christians do? We didn't go to movies. We didn't go to bars. We didn't go to the dances. What did y'all do, Brother Goodman? I took my boys to Krispy Kreme and let them count them donuts coming across them rollers. And then I'd buy them one. Hey, man. Hey, may I say to you, they wore those Israelites. You ever thought about this? They wore the same shoes for 40 years. I'm telling you, what a God tonight. He can provide a cool drink of water when you're in a hot, barren desert. He can provide the sun in your heart when the storms of life are raging. I'm glad I'm serving a God that still knows what you need. Even before you get in the worst situation you've ever been in, God knows how to be there and supply you. I was reading the story of Samson one day, and this had hit me. And I'd graduated from college, but it took me about 20 years to get over it. You'll get that tomorrow, don't worry about it. Amen. Yeah, and so I said, and old Samson and his own people betrayed him, led him, and tied, and led him, and the Philistines were going to ambush him. Because they were going to betray him right in there. And he picked up the jawbone of a Pelosi. I'm sorry. Biden. Schumer, pick one. Amen. Picked up the jawbone of that donkey. And I got to reading. And it just a question come in my mind. That donkey was dead. How'd that donkey get there? Do you think it was an accident? I may not be back up, but I'm going to start there. Amen. If I can't get there, y'all come get me. Of course, y'all older than I am. It don't matter. But anyway, amen. Before he ever got Brother Jason over there, I looked it up. I don't know if I Googled it or not, but I looked it up. And for that donkey's jawbone to be strong enough to be used as a weapon, that donkey had to be there 20 to 25 days. Tar Heel, hang on to me. I don't like them, but you hang on. No, I don't. For that donkey, that bone, for God to use the jawbone of a donkey, that bone to be strong enough against people using swords, spears, shields. Listen, are you listening to me? That donkey could not have been there more than 25 days. It had to be there long enough for the flesh to be off of it, but not there longer, or it would have been so dehydrated, it would have been brittle and would have broke when he picked it up. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, bless God. He's getting ready to be betrayed by his own people. Sometimes you feel like you're being betrayed by people that say they're God's people. People that used to believe in living right. Used to believe in the right Bible. Used to believe in winning souls. Used to believe, somebody help me. Used to believe in raising their children like you was raised. Somebody help me. Amen. And he's being betrayed. And he gets there, and lo and behold, here come the Philistines. And Samson pops him ropes and reaches over. And there he is. 25 days before he got there, God showed up and said, donkey, die here. Because in 25 days, one of my children's going to come by. And they're going to be in a desperate situation. And you're going to be the supply. I'm God. I'm glad God can use cursed things, dumb things. Thank God he created them. I'm telling you, God can supply your need. I expect God to supply. Let me tell you this. I don't know how far I'm going in this. I'm just going to have me a good time. Amen. Hallelujah. Years ago, I read, and Willard Thomas had told about it, and I read about this fellow during the Depression in the eastern hills of Tennessee, where my young'uns live. And everybody was poor, and you know how that was, some of you. Anybody had, I'm not going to ask for you to live in then, but at least you know that generation of the Great Depression. And this preacher and his wife had several young'uns, lived in a little one-room cabin, had that old stove over there, and the man of God pastored a little Baptist church there in them hills and them mountains. And preacher got up one morning, got about five or six young'uns, I said, and she's cooking, and she said, Paul, this is the last bit of stricoline we got. It's only going to be enough for this morning. We ain't got anything else. We got to go get some more food. And the preacher looked around. He said, all I got is a dime. Now, that wasn't too bad in that day, but that's all he had. He said, Mama, you go ahead and cook that. I'm going to go out here by the tree where he went every morning and tried to get a hold of God. He got down on his knees and he prayed. And he said, God, not for me, but everybody's hurting in this part of the country. They're all suffering and going without. He said, God, not for me, but to prove how big a God you are. I'm asking you to meet this need so that I can brag on you that much more. And he got up and God told him, go get your wife and the young'uns and go to town. By grocers. He walked, just like an audible voice in his heart. And he walked over there and he said, Ma, walked in there and said, as soon as you get done feed the young'uns, we're going to go get in that old A model. We're going to get out there and we're going to town. God said, go get some groceries. Paul, you ain't got but a dime. How many groceries? He said, I know that. I know that, Ma. But God said, go. They got in the car, started down the mountain. Because praise God, when you live up on the mountain, you can roll pretty far downhill. And it's on empty. She said, what's wrong? He said, she's probably out of gas. Rolled in Mr. Johnson's filling station. When they used to have filling stations. I ain't talking about QTs. I'm Raceways, amen. And pull in, and he rolled her in there. An old boy come out and said, hello, preacher, what for you? He said, give me 10 cent worth. And about that time, Mama looked over and said, I thought you said we was going to get groceries. He said, we ain't going to get there if we ain't got gas. And they said, I'm trusting God for it. He said, and Mr. Johnson that ran the station stuck his head out and just barely could see. It was early morning. He said, Preacher, is that you? Yes, sir, Mr. Johnson, this is me. He said, I was just reading my Bible and having my devotions and praying back here. And he said, you ain't going to believe it. He said, God said that you was going to be coming by and told me to fill your car up with gas. And the preacher looked at the boy and said, fill her up. And they went on down, got a full tank of gas now. Him and Ma and five young'uns. And they go to, boy, I'm like, y'all, no young'uns don't get up and move in the aisle. I'm not going to be responsible for your safety. Hey, man, listen. And said they pulled in the old general store, dry goods and groceries. Amen. When Cracker Barrel was still a barrel. I'm kidding. They pulled in. The preacher got out of the car. And Miss Harris come up to him and said, Preacher, I can't believe it's you. He said, yes, ma'am. Preacher, I know you went to Knoxville the other day to see my mama in the hospital. And she don't even come to our church. But you love me and my family enough that you went visiting my mama. I want to give you this $5 bill. Amen. Y'all just sit there and act Presbyterian. Just, how art thou, brother? And lo and behold, they went in that store. How many keep in count? $5 in. They got inside, and Mr. Bartlett, who was the proprietor of the store, had them bands around his arms and long sleeve shirt and that visor. Never knew what that visor was for. The sun wasn't shining in though. But anyway, he said, Preacher, we had a county commissioner meeting last night. He said, I can't believe you've come in here today. He said, we talked, all three of us commissioners. He said, Preacher, we used to have a lot of problems in this county. Liquor, wife beaters, vandalizing. He said, but since you've been in our county, a lot of our old sinners have gotten saved. He said, and you've saved the county a bunch of money. And we commissioners agreed last night, when if you came to the store, sir, I want you to get all the groceries you want, and it won't cost you a dime. I mean, they loaded up, amen, and went by them glass jars that had them candy sticks that didn't have cellophane on them. See, that's what's wrong with your young'uns. They needed some germs when they was little. Amen. I mean, I know myself. I've picked my nose and got a candy stick. Or, hey, y'all remember these? Smiling Jack cookies. I was reading Revelation 21 the other day, and it said, I'll show you the Lamb's wife, the holy city. Smiling Jack cookie. Boy, they were good. You remember them? No, oh, you little pup. Amen. I was born when Eisenhower was president, son. Amen. Hey! When I say, and they got, oh man, they got back in that car. They loaded up the sacks of rice and everything. Them kids had them peppermint sticks sticking out that looked like walruses. And daddy started back up the mountain. And mama's kind of sitting there. Just didn't know what to say. He said, Mama, 2 hours ago, we didn't have any groceries. We didn't have any gas. He said, and 2 hours later, he said, we got groceries and we got gas and I still got my dime. Woo! Woo! Come on, song leader. Let it. I know y'all are real dignified and everything. You musicians, amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm just glad to meet some preachers that ain't tall and can sing. I hate every one of you that can do that. Hey, somebody give God the glory. Have you ever remember a time when you was going through the worst thing you'd ever been through, and God showed up with a supply wagon like Jacob was looking, and here come the camels, here comes a wagon train, and Joseph, the rejected son, has sent the supply. If I didn't have all these artificial parts, I'd run. If I get a boy to run for me, I'll give you the dime, amen. Woo! Everybody all right? Amen. Time out. Say, Goodman, you're a nut. I sure am. But I'm screwed on the right bolt. Amen. I expect God to supply. I expect God to sustain. I mean, thank God. I'm glad. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:5. That we're kept by the power of God. Through faith, we're kept. We're garrisoned. We are security teamed. We're secret serviced. Now, the angel of the Lord encampeth about them. Woo! Hallelujah. Listen, thank God. I expect God to sustain. I expect God to see us through. John 10:29-30. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Hallelujah. And they're kept my Father's hand, who is greater than all. Woo! I'm glad, thank God, I ain't got to complain. I'm going to tell you what, 2 years ago, this month, I had a knee surgery. And it was my second one I'd had in 5 years. And 4 years, rather. And, well, rocked along pretty well. As much as you can with knee replacement. It hurt bad. I'd been to therapy for 4 weeks. Went to visit our grandson. It was my Ruby's birthday. And we were in Knoxville. And it was hurting like crazy. But I remember it hurt for a long time. They go to them knee replacements. And on the way home, Ava and I were driving, and I got to shaking. I got to feeling sick as a dog. And Ava said, pull over. We pulled over in Hendersonville at the rest area. And she got me out. I got in there, got back in the car. She had to drive. We had a little puppy with us and in the back. And I got cold. Now, it was 85 degrees September then, hot. And I got so cold and got to shit. I went back and pulled them doggy blankets out of the cage and wrapped myself up. Got home. Got home, and my youth pastor's wife is a master's degree registered nurse. She's a county nurse there in Cleveland County. She met me there at the house, came over to live right around the corner. She looked at that knee. She said, preacher, I don't like this. Is that hot? She touched. She said, it's hot. It's fire, preacher. And it's swollen. I said, well, it's been swollen. She said, preacher, I'm calling the doctor. I called my doctor. They said, get him to the emergency room. 2 days later, they had to go, and I was totally infected and on borderline of septic. And they told Miss Ava, they said, we're going to have to rush him to Charlotte if we get to keep him. I mean, I thought I was fine. Boy, I remember by Sunday afternoon, they said they're going to get the doctor's going to go back in and try to get that infection out. And I said, lay there in that bed, and they had me drugged up pretty sedated. But I remember saying, Lord, you don't owe me a thing. If this is it, it's been a great trip, Lord. Take care of Ava. Take care of my sons and my daughter-in-law. And Lord, really take care of them grandbabies. 14 and 12. And God just, I was so weak, I couldn't even pick. I'd got my assistant to bring my Bible, and I couldn't even pick it up. I was so weak. And I read in there that we're kept by the power of God. And I want to tell you what, dear friend, God can see you through. There ain't nothing you're going to face that God can't see you through. Amen. I could give you so much here. I thought about this. Amen. There was an old ship right after the Titanic went down. There was an old steamer going across from New York going to London. And it was an old ship. It wasn't nothing like that Titanic claimed to be. Didn't have, it just an old steamer. Old salty sea captain. And there was a little old lady on that ship. And they got it there in that North Atlantic, and it began to rock back and forth, and it began a little rain gale came up and went to blowing. She walked up there and staggered, and of course she was tore up because she knew what happened to the Titanic. And she went up there to that captain. He's spinning that thing back and forth, and she says, "Are you the captain?" "Yes, ma'am, I'm the captain." She said, "We're in a storm." "Yes, ma'am, we're in a storm. It's about the worst one I've ever seen." "Oh, dear." She said, "Oh, are we in trouble?" "Ma'am, I'm going to tell you one thing. I got them boilers wide open. That steam's a-blowing. She's in the red." He said, "She's liable to blow up any minute." "Oh, no." He said, "That ain't all." "Well, my Lord. I mean, if you told me that, call Joel Osteen. I need something positive." I'm joking. "Throw him overboard." "No, I'm kidding." Everybody all right? Say amen. Glory to God. "Don't worry about me. I'm on antibiotics. I'm okay." "Hey," she said. He said, "What? That ain't all." He said, "We're taking on so much water." He said, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't go down in the next 5 minutes. She said, "Well, what are we going to do?" He straightened up. He looked at her with a defiant look. He said, "Ma'am, until we blow up or until we go down, we're going to keep on going on." May I say, God's youngins, thank God can't go down. We're kept by the power of God. We're going to go up one day. Woo! I expect God to supply. I expect God to sustain. I can't help. What's my time limit? What's my time limit? It ain't but 20 after 7 in Alabama. Do what?
You already passed it.
I done passed it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm driving all the way back to Concord tonight. So amen. All right. Listen. He said, "Hold all things together." Whew. My mama, when I was a boy, I'm only child. Well, say what? Somebody said, "Thank God." Amen. No, boy. Here, take the dime. Swallow it. If there's a nut in town, they come to hear me preach, I guarantee. Brother Jeff, you need to deal with him. Amen. And you let it preach in your church yesterday. Amen. My mama, and I mean, I was a boy that loved ball. I was raised out at Duke football games. I mean, little fella. One of our deacons, and I know what y'all hush. It's been a rough life. Saturday, I almost spoke in tongues. And it wasn't unknown. No, I'm kidding. And Daddy worked at the post office, but every month he got a Saturday off and we'd go to the ball game. We had a man in the church that was the gatekeeper. He let us in free. And bless God, I had to make a fan out of you. I don't care who's playing. But the rest of the times, my mama went to the beauty shop. This is 1959, 1960. Do y'all remember what you women did to your head? They had them big bouffant hairdos. Y'all remember it looked like a walking, it looked like a Christmas tree on their head. My mama would go in that beauty shop, 5'2", and come out 6'2". Downtown. Preacher, you remember when mine and your hair was like that? No, I don't remember back that far either. Hey, man. And my mama would go in that beauty shop, but I had to go. And for 2 hours on Saturday, boys are supposed to be playing ball. Boys are supposed to be getting dirty and stinky smelling. We're supposed to be hanging out with animals, playing ball. Not, bless God, at a beauty shop with a beautician named Pierre. Pierre. Yeah, huh? Oh, she left us alone. They left us a long time ago. Hey, look, big mouth, I have to have a... You're talking to me? Is that your head or did your neck blow a bubble? I know him. We could have. You got a lot of folks that's got trouble in your church, son. Yeah. I knew you'd confess it. I didn't know it was this bad. Everybody having a good time. How many forgot for a while that Kamala Harris ran for president? Just forget about that. And that Biden was president. Amen. Amen. God bless him. Amen. So anyway, she would say, for those 2 hours, she would say, if you'll stay out of trouble and not wander around, right across the street, downtown Durham was Woolworths. It started on Washington Street. You go in that door and go all the way to Main Street. Woolworths was that big. Y'all had one in Greensboro like that. And they had that counter, diner counter, all the way the width of that thing. And I ventured out, crossed the street, went in Woolworths, and they had these blue plastic boats up there and had 25 cent written on them. And I walked in there, 6, 7 years old. I said, that woman come to me that was wearing her hose on top of her head to hold her hair up there. Had two teeth. What for you, honey? Y'all remember them? That was your grandma. She said, I said, can you tell me, ma'am, what you get in that little plastic boat for a quarter? She said, sugar, I'm getting ready to make one. Watch this. I climbed up on that stool. I looked over that counter. She took one of them boats off that wall, put that sucker down. She reached down with a big old round thing, put down in a bucket of strawberry ice cream. I mean, full of milk, fat, lard, everything. Praise the Lord. Then she got chocolate, fap. Then she got vanilla, fap. I ain't talking about them little keto bars. I ain't got enough to feed a skeeter. She put that thing in there. She reached over there and grabbed a Chiquita banana. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Sliced that devil right in half. Put it there. So I took that there. Got them nuts soaking in that syrup. 5,800 grams of sugar. Poured it over there. Hey! I ain't talking about NSV. I ain't talking about LIV. I'm talking about KJV. And then she took that big old fire extinguisher thing, little whipped cream. I looked at it and said, I want one. And she said, do you have a car? I said, no. But I'll go steal one. I went back in. I walked in there. They had put these rolling things. It looked like toilet paper rollers in my mama's hair. They stuck her under a space helmet for an hour and a half. They took her out from under there and undone them toilet paper rollers. Took a little midget rake and raked that string of hair. Looked like an explosion in a Brillo factory. Amen. I said, Mama, are you under there? Yeah. Mama, can I have one of them? You ain't going to believe them banana splits they got. And I took across the street and I showed her, Brother Shoemate. She said, Honey, if you'll be good next week, I'll get you one. I practiced sinless perfection for 6 days. Hey, man, we got it. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going straight to Dario when I leave here. That's where I'm going with this. Hey, man, you need some of that alum juice too, brother. I know. And lo and behold, hey, it's going to be all right. You ain't got but 3 nights of me, and I'm about done. Hey, man, you be down to two. Listen. And she said, if you're good. So next week came, I said, Dear Lord, I was already saved. I got saved as a five-year-old boy. And I'd heard good old-fashioned preaching. And I prayed. I said, Lord, I want you to come, but would you wait a week? Wait a week. And Mama, boy, that week came. And I even told one of my teachers, she said, Now, Barry, I'm going to have to give you a mark. I said, Can you wait 1 week and put it on next week's? When teachers gave us marks, remember them? 3 marks. You got something else in public school. Amen. Amen. So anyway, so I was good, or at least where Mama didn't see the difference. And we come down the next Saturday. I don't know why. I'll never forget it. It's been that long. We came down and went through to the first level. And we come out that door of where that beauty shop parking deck. And some woman came open the door of Woolworths across the street. And them doors flung open. And I heard the Lord call my name. And I just took off. I had Mama's hand, but I let go. And I took off. And a taxi cab came by. I mean, within a second. And my Mama had jerked me back. Ladies and gentlemen, I would be 7 foot tall today. Mama jerked 3 foot out of me. And then I got to reading this scripture that we're kept by the power of God sustained. I want to tell you something. There's been times that I let go of Mama's hand, but she didn't let. I'm standing here preaching to you tonight because Mama never let go of me. And Brother Shoemate, there's been some times I hadn't been what I ought to been. And I dropped my Lord's hand in fellowship. And I wasn't as close to him, Brother Jason, as I should have been. But blessed be the name of God. He ain't never let go of me. Through all the problems, all the struggles, he ain't never let go of me. Let me give you a couple more. We're going to be done. I expect him to sustain. I expect him to supply. I'm hurrying. Amen. As fast as an old man can hurry. Let me give you two more. I expect him to save souls. This is why he came. This is why he lived on this earth 3.5 years. That's why he left the cores of the glory. He condescended through the crimson doors of Calvary to come save an old wretched sinner like you and me. Thank God he came to save souls. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for a guy that believed in 5-point hyper-Calvinism for nothing. Well, sir, praise God, I'm glad my name's written in there. So how do you know it is? It said whosoever. And I'm a whosoever. He died for the whole world. There ain't nobody burning in hell right now that Jesus didn't die for. I believe our names. You don't have to believe this. But my Bible says, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life for the foundation of the world. I believe God so wanted you to be saved, your name's already in the Book of Life. And if you reject him for the last and final time, only he knows that. He said he would remove that name. It's in the book. He said in Revelation 22, I'll remove your name from the book of life. Is that what he said if you take away from the words of this book? I just finished preaching through Revelation on Wednesday nights for 4 months. That's what he said. I just closed it out last week. I want to tell you something tonight. I want to say thank God. That's why he came and suffered. That's why he bled and died. Friend, he didn't come just to give you a good life. He didn't come just to destroy the works of the devil, and he did. He didn't come just to supply your need, and he does. He came to save your wretched soul from a devil's hell. Thank God tonight, it's not about your pedigree. It's not about your education. It's not about your money. It's about a Savior, that lowly Nazarene, that took upon him the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Amen. I expect to see him soon. Well, let me give you, I got several illustrations. Folks, just last week we have the Crossroad Rescue Missions in our church, attends our church. And we have a men's division and a ladies' division, 25 years. And last week, one come in. She looked rough. Her skin was all wrinkled. Her eyes emaciated. And she came in. She sat there and singing got good like it did tonight. Singing them old songs. God bless you. Boy, I love that. Singing them old songs. And last Sunday morning, I looked out there at her. Tears started coming down her face. And I preached on what a lovely Savior can do. And that woman came and got saved. Amen. If you would have seen our choir yesterday, sir, there were four ladies that had come to our rescue mission in the last several years. Their life full of drugs. Some of them can't even see their own kids. Their life is a mess. They're up there singing. We've got five couples in Faith Baptist Church. Five couples that the man and wife both were in the rescue missions. Everybody listening? It's what God can do. One of them got twin kids. And they sing every service. I'm telling you, God's still saving souls. Say, he ain't saving it where we are. Somebody needs to pray more and work more. Amen. And then number four, I'm done. I expect to see him soon. Amen. I didn't care too much for the author, but soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Oh, may behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the dead shall be raised for, and we shall be changed. Yes. This corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruption shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting of every sin, the strength of sin's law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, Tar Heel.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Who giveth us the victory.
Amen.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Child of God, give us some music. Who's got me? But preacher, get some out of your singers. You can sing with them. I thought you done good. I saw you cut that tape player on and you pantomimed it. No, I'm kidding. Come up there. Amen. Preacher, get something ready. My dear friend, Brother Gary. I wonder tonight, and I'm sorry if I went too long. And hey, I ain't got but 3 nights. Amen. I'm gonna tell Brother Gammons and Brother Mark and Brother Taylorsville. I know Taylorsville. Amen. Amen. Oh, my mind's spinning around. It'll come back in a minute. Hey, I'm gonna tell them I got as many nights as they did. Amen. Say amen. I know why they had me first, because at my age, they're afraid I wouldn't last 2 weeks. Amen. I want to say something tonight. We've had a good time rejoicing in the Lord. But you don't know what you're going to face before midnight. I've already got a text. One of my men that's been with me all 38 years is in the hospital in Shelby since I've left home. I've got a man, a Marine, that served in Vietnam, 84 years old. Doctor said 10 years ago he wouldn't last a year. I went to a funeral today. You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. You don't know if one of your kids is going to call. Or you're going to get a report from a law enforcement officer say that they're in some drug rehab. They picked them up. You don't know what you'll face. But I want to tell you what, if you're God's young'un, you ain't going to face it without him. He's going to be there when you need a jawbone. And I wonder tonight, by the way, and I'm not going to take anything for granted, if you don't know for 100% sure that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, this will be a good night to get saved. Let's stand. While we sing, I wonder how many will come get around these altars. If you're like me, you can't really kneel down, but you want to come pray. You say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through, but the Lord does, and I need it. The encouragement from him tonight. You come on. While they say you obey God, go ahead, sing.